the Joe and Alex Show. Come on, tell me what you gonna do. What you gonna do? What is the dumbest excuse you gave a cop for why you got pulled over? Like, what was your excuse why you were speeding? You're like, oh, well, you know what happened was 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Alex, I know for a fact you've been pulled over for speeding and really, really fast, as a matter of fact. What excuse do you give to cops when you get pulled over on the highway?
I've got the same routine. It's worked every single time. I've never had a ticket, even though I've gone
30
over the speed limit, absolutely, when I've been pulled over before.
They would have pulled a gun on me going 30 over. I would have been on the ground.
So I always, first of all, start crying. Second of all, I go into my glove box, which of course has your registration and all that stuff in there, but I've got a ton of papers in there. I don't even know what they are, honestly. And so I just grab the whole stack and I say to the police officer, because I've never gotten a ticket before, I just say, oh, I've never been pulled over before, so I don't know what I'm supposed to give you. Here's everything I have. I don't know which one it is. And you know what they do? They're always like, oh, don't worry about it, because they don't want to search through my stack of papers to find the title and registration or whatever. So they're just like, okay, forget about it.
I can't believe they let you go, because I feel like a cop would maybe would be pissed if you were going faster, just in general, that they had to stop you. He would be like, oh, well, okay, you're going to learn a lot today. And I feel like they would take the time and give you like a no break at all. But they actually let you go?
They always let me go.
And this has happened more than once.
It's happened 3 times.
Oh my gosh. I got pulled over going 20 over and 25 over, and each time I got a ticket for that.
How much?
Oh, one time for 20 over. I think the other one where I was going 25 or 30 over, it would have been like, they gave me a bit of a break on it. They gave me 10 over or something, so I didn't lose my license.
Ooh.
But I just was, I mean, I think I'm a good driver. I like to go fast.
Yeah, I drive very fast.
I don't care what we're doing. Just let me go. Now, Liv, you're the person that wants to get pulled over because you still have not updated your registration two months after the fact.
I don't want to get pulled over, but I've probably been pulled over close to 12 times in my life.
Wow.
12 times?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
my God.
One of the times it was because, like, I apparently ran a red light or something, or like maybe it was yellow. I don't really know. I didn't even notice that I did it. And I got pulled over, and the guy looked up my history, and I didn't. And he came over and he was like, oh, so I just looked up your info. Like, it seems that you have like a lead foot. And I didn't know what that meant. And I was like,
you always go fast and get pulled over.
Well, so I was like, no, sir, my foot is fine. Like, I have a normal foot.
Oh,
and he was like, no, like, you have a lead foot. I was like, no, sir, like, I can get out of the car. I don't know what that says.
What?
Like, I have a perfectly normal foot. My foot is fine. Like, I don't know if something got mixed up.
He probably would have thought you were smoking pot.
Yeah, he's like, we're going to have, you walk the line either way now.
He literally was just like, okay, you can go. And he just let me go. I think I exhausted him. And then it was like months later, I told my parents this story, and they're like, a lead foot means you go fast, honey.
That is unbelievable. God, that you did not know what he meant.
I was 18.
Oh my gosh.
833-JOE-ALEX. I know we have a lot of men and women that work in law enforcement, and I would love to hear from you, because you'd have the firsthand experience of some excuse somebody has tried to give to you as to why they were speeding and you had to pull them over. That's 833-563-2539. Let's go to Lindsay this morning on line number one. Lindsay, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What was your excuse for when you got pulled over?
Good morning. So I got pulled over, and I told the cop my speedometer didn't work. I think the only reason why I got away with it was because I still have the paper plates on my car from just buying it.
Oh, wow.
So maybe he thought, wow, they didn't check that at the thing. But did he make you get like a fix-it ticket or something, or what'd they do?
No, he gave me a warning. I think I was like 17 at the time, so I think he was just like, okay, whatever.
Wow. See, I wish I could get that lucky. I have never been that lucky when it comes to something.
Have you ever tried crying in front of the cops when they pull you over, Joe? Because I feel like that works.
Yeah, but my cry's not that good, though. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, I'd be pretty sad to
see
you. He's
like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. It's going to be okay.
I get, like, nervous. I get, like, performance nervousness. Like, I can't cry in front of cops.
It always amazes me that you, with 12 times being pulled over on the record, Alex, multiple speeding of 20 or 30. I mean, they could take
She's
your car from you.
Oh,
have you had a ticket?
Oh, yeah. I've had a lot of speeding tickets. I've got my license taken away because I had too many points on it.
Whoa.
All right. Let's go to Allison on the Joe and Alex Show. Hey, Allison, what's your excuse?
So it's actually my grandmother's, like, way back when the show Candid Camera was really popular.
Yeah.
She got pulled over, and he was like, you know how fast you were going? And she's like, this is a joke. Where's the cameras? And he's like, ma'am, I'm pulling you over because you're speeding. She goes, okay, no, seriously, I know this is all that hype about the show. where are the cameras? You guys are joking with me. And he was like, ma'am, get out of the car. And she's like, oh, crap.
Oh, my God.
Oh, so your grandma really thought it was a joke, but it was not a joke.
Yeah, she really did. I was like, dude, hello.
Yeah. Whoa.
So did they lock grandma up or what happened, Allison?
Oh, no, because my grandfather was a firefighter for many, many years in the town, and they were like, okay, we'll let you go with a warning. Don't be smart with us anymore, and you're not, you know, those shows don't come out here at this little town, so stop thinking they're coming after you.
Poor grandma trying to be all sassy like that. All right, Allison, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. We got, is this Lily? Lily, what'd your mom do?
She actually told him that it was that time of the month.
And so she needed to get home or what?
Yep, that she needed to get to a bathroom as soon as possible.
That's genius.
I've heard of people telling police that they were speeding because they had to go to the bathroom, and then the police officers say, okay, I'll follow you home and watch you go in and wait till you get outside to tell me that you've gone. Like, I've heard of people doing that.
Oh, I would do that. I totally would.
See, I've done that. Anytime I'm like was driving home from college or anything, or I'm driving home, like I've been like, oh my gosh, this is an emergency. I need to get to a bathroom now, or there's going to be an accident in my car. And I've like thought about like, dude, if the cop pulls me over, I'm probably going to have the accident while he's like,
what's
asking
wrong
me
with
why.
You? That you can't control it. Like, how is that even?
I have extremely
okay. I forget that you have that sometimes. Hey, thank you for calling in, Lily. Jennifer on the Joe and Alex show. What was your excuse?
Well, actually, it was kind of against my will. I was probably about 10 years old, and I was sitting passenger with my mom, and I had some donuts in my lap, and we were getting pulled over because she was going too fast. Well, she goes, hey, you know, offer the officer some donuts when he gets here. And I'm like, I didn't know about it, really. I was like, okay. And so he goes to the window and, you know, the whole drill, and I'm like, you know, hey, here's some donuts, you know. And he was like, don't be trying to bribe me with those donuts, and, you know, so I won't give you a ticket. And but she ended up not getting a ticket, and he took some donuts, so
it
must have worked. Yeah, I know. I was like, what? And then I was like, yeah, cops do like donuts.
Hold on a second. Hold on. I don't know if this is right. Thank you for the call. Hey, is this Pork Chop's mom?
This is Pork Chop's mom.
What? Yay!
Wait a minute. You got pulled over for speeding? What's this all about?
I was going to have Pork Chop.
Wait, you were going to deliver him?
Yeah, we were on the way to the hospital. My husband was driving. I think it was a 25, 30 mile an hour, and we were probably doing 50.
Oh, you guys
and
are rebels.
Cop pulled us over, and my husband's sitting there, and I says, get out of the car. Tell him I'm going to help baby. So he didn't move, so I got out of the car, and I waddled over to the police car. And I said, I'm going to have a baby. And he goes, go, go, go. And I thought, this is great. We're going to have a cop escort. He just let us go.
Oh,
oh man.
I had no idea. I never knew this story.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, there's a lot you don't know.
Oh! All right. Well, Pork Chop's mom, thanks for calling in, and thanks for carrying him for 9 months. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Oh, by the way, hold on a second. Are you still there, Pork Chop's mom?
I'm still here.
I heard Pork Chop forgot your birthday. Is that true?
Yeah, but I don't care. I still love him.
Aww.
All right, Pork Chop, sing your mom happy birthday real quick as we wrap this up.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me.
Wow.
Jeez, show
dude,
me up.
This whole family, the Pork Chop family, has so much stuff, and they keep it covered. They keep it quiet. Dang.
Just don't tell her I've been pulled over more than 50 times in my life.
Wow.
Pork Chop's mom, God bless. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Alex, what is coming up in the garbage?
Golden Globe snubs and noms. Sophia Richie is heated with Kourtney Kardashian and a heartwarming act of kindness from a comedian.